In 1962, Ray Charles surprised everyone by turning his attention to country and western music with the release of Modern Sounds in Country and Western. Ray had always had a passion for country music. Friend and producer James Austin explains.
That goes back to the days when, you know, he wanted to stay up late and listen to the radio when he was a child, and the only thing that was on was like blues or country. So he would listen to the Grand Ole Opry. And he developed a love of country music by not having preconceived ideas about what country was. Country music told a story. It was kind of like the white man's soul music. And he picked up on that without having to, you know, like say, oh, it's this or it's that. It's just that the raw emotion, the storytelling aspect. Ray always told me, you know, I'd bring a song to him and I'd say, hey, check this out. Not anything I wrote, but someone else performed. He'd say, either you like it or you didn't like it. There was almost never anything in between. But he said, James, it's got to tell a story.
Stop, I've made up my mind to live in memory of a lonesome time. Useless to say, Lord, I'll just live my life. I'll live my life. Dreams of yesterday's. Dreams of yesterday.
In the early 60s, Ray had a record deal with ABC and had almost total artistic control of his recordings, which he put to good use with hits like Hit the Road, Jack.
Well, that's a Percy Mayfield song. He had Percy Mayfield on his staff as a songwriter. And Percy was just, he made records for Tangerine, you know, his label. And he was also a staff songwriter. And he loved Percy Mayfield. I mean, he even sometimes would get the Percy Mayfield inflection in his voice. And it was great. But Percy Mayfield just, again, going back to as a kid, as like maybe 13 years old, hearing that on the radio, it was like this, it was just this fun, kind of, there was certain bravado in that song, and you know, there was a certain charm to it, and you know, it just stood out. When you heard that song, it just stood out from anything else they were playing on the radio, and it just is certainly one of his great songs and one of the staples of his career. And when you see him do it live, he had this whole dialogue down with the Raelettes that he would do that was priceless.
Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back.
You say,
hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back.
You say,
hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you said?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
you. Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back
no
more.
There are a number of things that played a part in Ray's development as a man, and his independence, his, you know, spiritual makeup, and, you know, all of the things that made up Ray Charles is not just a guy who says, ah, I want to do this musically. No, it's the fact that he, in about 6 years old, he goes blind. And before that, he sees his brother die, drown. And when he's about 15 years old, his mother dies. And he gets sent off to school, you know, and not all these in the chronological order that I'm giving to him. I'm just saying that these are the events that happen. And he's got to go off to school by himself. And here's a blind kid who loves his mother. But his mother was very strict about, Ray, you are not going to be, you know, dependent on people. Look, here's how many steps to walk down here. How many steps is that? You got to go. You are not going to be dependent on people. You are going to be independent. And she taught him to be independent and to, you know, rely on himself. And Ray valued that. I mean, Taylor Hackford told me, he told somebody, maybe I absorbed it someplace, but Taylor said that he asked Ray, do you want to see the movie? No, he says, just play me the parts about my mother.
My mother told me before she passed away, said, son, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times, hard times. Oh, yeah, yeah. Who knows better than I? Well, I soon found out just what she meant when I had to pawn my clothes just to pay my rent. Talking about hard times. Hard times, oh yeah, yeah. Who knows? I want it better than I. Thank you.
lost my money, and she put me down, talking about hard times. You know those hard times, Lord, who knows better than I?
We'll have more with James Austin and Ray Gets Blue when Ray, the radio tribute, continues after this.